Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tim Ryan from TAB, who set all the prices at the wagering team. Morning to you, Tim.
G'day, Andrew. How are you today?
Very well, mate. Good to be back at Rose Hill. Can you find us a winner?
Yeah, great to be back at Rose Hill and a good track to boot. So, mate, I'm keen to kick off in the first with race one, number one, Diamond Dunder. For a great combo here, Mark Newnham and Josh Pardo have a great association together. And look, this gelding resumed at Hawkesbury with a dominant maiden win. He stepped up to City Grade, Warwick Farm midweek race last start, and he was dominant again. He showed good speed, great turn of foot, and he was super strong through the line. And although that was just a midweek race, this isn't a super strong Saturday two-year-old race. You've got form from coming from Wagga and Cranbourne and Sapphire Coast. And look, I think this Warwick Farm race, I think that's the right form line. And Hulk does look the danger. He ran second there to Diamond Dunder. And although he meets him 2 kilos better, I thought he had every chance at Warwick Farm. And he just never took any ground off Diamond Dunder. So, look, I think Diamond Dunder, he is the class horse. Around about 260, I think we might get a little bit better. Do you want a touch awkward? But he's got the necessary pace to take up a good position, either take up a lead or maybe outside the lead. He's my best bet tomorrow. Pretty keen.
Righto. Diamond so it's Thunder. Diamond Thunder, race one, number one for Mark Newnham and Josh Parr. And a good run tomorrow probably sees the youngster go north to Queensland from what Mark is telling me. Where's your other one, Tim?
Yeah, I'm going to the Lord Mayor's Cup with number race seven, number 12, Live and Free. I just love the way this four-year-old's come back from the spell. He resumed over 1,400, got back to last. He never really had a chance there, but he was super strong through the line. And then last start, Kenzo, he stepped up to 1,550. Again, got well back. But he probably looked a winner at the 100, but 61 kilos and just that, just lacking that little bit of fitness second up. He just peaked on his run late, but still a really good effort. I can see John O'Shea's really targeted this race. Third up, he gets to 2,000 metres, drops a whopping 8 kilos from last start. Rachel Kim takes the ride. Drawn a middle gate. I think it can sit a little bit closer. And pretty keen to be with Live and Free around about the 460 mark.
Yeah, 460 now. And, of course, the TAB Early Bird Specials kick in between 5 and 8 later today if you want to maybe get a little bit of extra price there with the percentages coming down. So the two for Tim Ryan, 1-1 Diamond Thunder and 7-12 Live and Free. Good on you, Tim. Hope it's a winning weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.